Welcome to the Personal Perseverance Project. My name is David Atkins, retired New York State Trooper, million-dollar direct sales, international business earner, author, and keynote motivational speaker, where each week I come here to help you break through your excuses so you can live a life up to your fullest potential. Let the project begin.
That is my mindset. I operate on a level of excellence, and you guys need to wake up every single day, and you need to operate on a level of excellence and create your masterpiece.
What's up, guys? I'm excited to talk to you this week on the Personal Perseverance Project episode and really talk to you. The theme is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Let me say that again, getting comfortable to be uncomfortable. And I'm sharing this right now because I want to share something with you that I am going through, kind of an epiphany that I had over the last couple weeks, take you through my own journey, but also let you know that what I'm going through right now is something that I've had experienced many times in my life. Whenever I have set a new goal, or I had a dream to achieve a certain thing, whether it was, you know, moving up through the ranks of the state police, whether it was seeing the vision and having the dream of building a large scale direct sales business with Beachbody when we started that 13 years ago, I went through this journey of being uncomfortable. And even when I decided about leaving the state police, I wouldn't say leaving, it was retiring. I like to jokingly call it realigning. I also went through this thing of getting comfortable being uncomfortable, and I'm going through it again right now. And I just want to share exactly what's going on to let you know that this is a normal feeling, to let you know it's part of the process, to give you five tips to remember when you're going through this journey, and to give you a bonus one at the end. And this is what I mean. Let me just say this. At any time in your life, when you are setting a goal to achieve something, when you are trying to improve your life, or you're trying to go after that promotion at work, or you're trying to start that new business, and you get that feeling of feeling unsettled, that feeling of maybe anxiety, you get some anxiety, maybe you get some self-doubt, maybe you get some worry, maybe you get some overwhelm, I want to let you know that's exactly where you are supposed to be. That is exactly where you are supposed to be. It's not a sign to move away from it. It's actually a sign to say this feeling is you being stretched. It's you having to go through growth and to keep moving forward, to not give up, to not say, the fight or flight syndrome, my brain is wired to protect me and I'm feeling very uneasy. I'm not feeling comfortable. And then you decide to turn around and do what's comfortable. I'm going to let you know, if you ever try to improve your life, there is going to be discomfort. And when you first start out in the discomfort, it's the feelings of overwhelm. It's the feelings of anxiety. It's the things I just said, self-doubt. Should I be doing this? I'm questioning myself. So I want to kind of dive into getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And I want to share my most recent story with you because this is a phase that I've been through many times in my life. So let me tell you what happened. A couple weeks ago, I was recommended a book about keynote speaking, about taking your speaking level to a whole nother level of success. Now, since I retired from the state police, this is the beginning of my third year as a professional keynote motivational speaker. Now, I've been speaking in front of hundreds and thousands of people for the last 12 years because of the success that I had with Beachbody and my business and, you know, working full-time and doing that part-time. I would share my message and journey through my Beachbody success, but I never did it as a professional paid keynote speaker except for the last 2 years. So I'm always looking to get better. I'm always studying the greats. I'm always reading books. I'm always trying to improve. And I was recommended this book as a keynote speaker that said, David, this can really help you get to the next level. I highly recommend that you read this. So what happened was, this was right before I had two events coming up. Literally, I got the book the day before, 2 days before, I was getting ready to travel to two events around the country for keynote speaking, for being their keynote speaker. And my first instinct, and this is what I want to let you know, is I was afraid to read the book. I was afraid to read the book because I knew that there was going to be things in there that I probably would read. I know I was going to read that were going to create aha light bulb moments of things I can improve in what I'm already doing in my presentation. And I was scared to read it because I knew, like, my goodness, I already feel locked in. I have these two big conferences coming up, and the last thing I need to do is start creating self-doubt, uncomfortable, second-guessing my message because I just read a book that's going to stretch me to be better. And I hesitated for about a half a day. This was 2 days prior I got the book. And then the next day, the day I'm literally traveling to go to this event, on the way to the airport, I'm in the car. I have the car service take me to the airport, and I started reading this book. And I started reading this book because I knew that this sense of that what I'm feeling is exactly stretching me. I knew that as much as I don't want to face this, there's probably things in here that are going to help me. And what if I was able to just pick up one thing or two things that I could apply this week that in the end will positively impact the people I'm serving in a better way? I couldn't let my ego get in the way. So I started reading this book. I started reading it on the way to the airport. And then when I got to the airport and I went in to get something to eat, I'm sitting down, I'm eating. I continued to read it. And then when I got on the plane, I continued to read it and I finished it. And my friends, I never did this before, but this book was over 200 pages and I finished the book in 1 day. I finished the book in 1 day. I've never done that before, but I couldn't put it down. I had highlight marks. I was taking notes. And let me tell you what happened. I had a major epiphany of something I'm not going to share yet, but my title of my keynote, how I was going to open my keynote, a phrase that I plan to use on my keynotes going forward. I had a major epiphany by reading that book, but it was so uncomfortable to face the reality of I knew I needed to read this, but it scared me because I knew it was going to stretch me. But I literally feel there was an epiphany that I'm onto something pretty big. I'm onto something that I truly believe may take me to another level. And right now, I have a laundry list of things I need to do, a laundry list of things I need to do and tweak and stuff up my logo and branding and the name of my keynote and how I can improve and watching my prior keynotes and what can I tweak and what can I get better. It created another sense of overwhelm because I have so much to do. And I'll tell you this, I had to travel that whole week last week. And then I just had an event this week and I'm literally getting this recording in for you guys. And I still have not even started all the things I want to do. So what I'm telling you right now is not only, and I'm going to get back, the main thing, get comfortable being uncomfortable, but I want to just kind of sidebar and let you guys know that in life, you 100% have to be willing to be coachable and teachable. Let me say that again. You 100% have to be willing to be coachable and teachable because I believe that the majority of people out there, we believe we think we know it all. The majority of people out there let our ego get in the way, are not willing to learn from other people who are more successful than you. And success leaves clues. So when you have somebody that achieves something that you want, and in this case, this was a book written by somebody that is at a higher level than me, I knew that I have to check my ego and be willing to learn and grow. And the reason why so often that you're not growing is because you're doing the same exact thing each and every day that you did the last 30 days, and your life is not going to change. So you, number one, you have to be coachable and teachable. So for me, when I started getting uncomfortable going, oh my God, I have this book. What am I going to do? I knew, David, you need to read this because this is somebody that knows more than you. And the next thing is I had to dive into it. I did not shy away from it. So my main thing of this uncomfortable feeling that I had right before I was traveling, everything that I was feeling was completely normal. It was completely normal because there's been times when, whether it was having fear to retire from the state police at 43 years old and having so many people tell me I'm crazy to retire at such a young age to go after being a keynote motivational speaker, and that uncomfort was a sign that I needed to do it. Or that uncomfortable feeling I had when I started building my direct sales business with Beachbody and all the critics and naysayers and people that told me it wasn't going to work. And then I was told, David, you need to read some books to help grow your mind, to look at life through a different lens. And that uncomfortable feeling, again, was a reminder, yep, that's exactly where I need to deserve to be. And I had to lean into it. So my 5 points I want to give you when it comes to get comfortable being uncomfortable, I want to start with number one, and it's this. You will never get better without change, and change is uncomfortable. Listen, most people, the reason why we're not improving in life is we're staying exactly in our comfort zone. And growth, the magic, does not happen in your comfort zone. And when you get out of your comfort zone, you're going to feel uncomfortable. And like I said, when you're uncomfortable, that's exactly where you need to be, because you're being stretched. You're growing. You know, John Maxwell, one of my favorite authors, he talks about the law of the rubber band in one of his books. The law of the rubber band says a rubber band is basically useless unless it is being stretched. When it is stretched is when a rubber band is in fact being used in the correct way. So you have to be willing that you will never improve and change for the better unless you're uncomfortable. And what comes with being uncomfortable? Self-doubt, fear, anxiety, sense of overwhelm. Maybe even it may affect your sleep at nights, because it did for me. Like, I tossed and turned, but I knew when I did that and I was up all night tossing and turning about it, that was reassurance to me that I have to be doing this. Okay, so the first point, you will never get better without change, and change is uncomfortable. And the thing that really needs to change at the end of the day is not your circumstances, not your coworkers, not what happens at work. It's you. It's you that needs to change. So that's number one. Number two, trust the process and understand it will take time. I think so often we want to rush the process. We have this microwave mentality that I want something right now. We want to Google it and get our answer in a half a second. But success doesn't work like that. I read this book about 2.5 weeks ago, and I haven't even started really working on the list of things I need to do. And I've been living in this state and uncomfortable, and I've been already trying out these things in my last 3 events over the last week and a half. Ultimately, that was probably close to 2,000 people over the last 3 events, or 1,500 people, because each event had 300 to 400 people, and I already started doing it. I'm leaning into it, okay? So you have to trust the process. It's going to take time. And what I'm going through right now and all the things I want to tweak to get better, I have to trust that it's going to take weeks, okay? And to take it one day at a time, okay? So trust the process and understand it will take time. Number three, you need to lean into this uncomfortable feeling and not away from it. You need to lean into it. Too often people take an about face. They're like, I'm not doing it. This is not going to work. This is not going to work. I'm not going to go after this. It's going to make me uncomfortable. I don't want to get caught up doing these things. My friends, when you have that feeling of uncomfort, you got to go all in. You have to go all in. You can't dip one toe in the water. You got to do it like the cold plunge that so many people are doing today. You just got to drop yourself in that cold water and know it's good for you, and you have to go forward and lean into it. So that's point number three. Point number four, and I kind of briefly mentioned it, the last point is take it one day at a time. That's it. Don't worry about what you need to do tomorrow. Don't worry about what you need to do next week. You know, I was in the kitchen with my wife just yesterday, and I was saying, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I got to get this done. I have to get that done. She's like, David, make a list and just start doing one thing at a time. And that's something that I know I need to do, but she had to like stop me in my tracks and remind me, just take it one day at a time. Do one thing at a time. You know what? She's right. And I did. I'm working on one thing right now. I'm literally in conversation with somebody that's helping me get this first thing in place. So create the list of things you need to do that you need to do to get to that next level, and then start crossing them off and do it one thing at a time. And my old self, I'll tell you this, I used to try to get everything done like in one day. I mean, even when I wrote my book, The Leveled Up Life, my first published book, I thought, oh, I'm going to bang this out in like a month, 2 months. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to write every day. And, you know, 10, 11 months later, I'm dealing with my editor and designer. I'm like, my goodness, this was humbling how much work it takes to author a book and editing and back and forth. And what it taught me as I mature is you can't rush things and you can't create burnout because you're trying to get it done in 24 hours. It doesn't work like that. So right now I had to take a step back. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to go 100 miles an hour, but I love Gary Vaynerchuk talks about macro patience, micro speed. Let me say that again. Macro patience, micro speed. So big picture thinking, take it one day at a time, right? Trust the process, understand it will take time. That's macro thinking, but micro speed means each and every day you are going 100 miles an hour. And that may mean you may not finish the race that day, right? You may not finish that whole entire list that day, but you got to work hard at it every day. And that's what I'm doing right now. So take it one day at a time. Number five, guys, is this. The feeling that you are feeling, that feeling of uncomfort, it's a reminder that you actually need to pursue that dream. That's that little tug in your bellies, that little uncomfortment, that's your intuition saying, you got to do this, my friend, you got to do this, brother, you got to do this, my sister, like that's reminding you. And it was put in your imagination for a reason, you know? And I think it's Einstein's quote. He says, the imagination is a preview of life's coming attractions. Your imagination is the preview of life's coming attractions. And I believe God put that there in your brain for you because it's your goals. It's your dreams. And that's a sign that you need to lean into it. You need to pursue that dream. Like for me, when I had that book and I had that uncomfortable feeling, I knew like, David, you need to open the book. You need to read. You need to start reading this first page. And here I am now, 2 weeks later, and I'm like, my goodness, 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know what I knew. And I look back at my life, and it's amazing. If you ever look back at your life, when you're going through something, you may never understand, why is this happening to me? Why did I face this obstacle? Why did I have to change directions? But then when you look back at your life, it all seems to line up. But when you're going through it, you don't see it. But you know, it's like that. It's that thing I heard on my podcast from Moira Kusaba, who a couple podcasts ago, if you haven't heard that podcast, make sure you go back. Moira, super successful entrepreneur, such an amazing story. She talks about when you drive a car down a dark road and you have your headlights on, you only can see, you know, say 20, 30 yards in front of you. And you can't see anything past that. But yet we have the trust and the faith to keep going that like, what you can see past your headlights isn't like you're going off a cliff or around the corner, there's going to be something standing there, the road's going to end. Like you literally in life can only see in a car 20, 30 yards in front of you, but you keep going. And that's the same thing with this. You need, it's a reminder just to start. It's a reminder to take it one day at a time. It's a reminder that feeling you're feeling is there as you're a part of your imagination for you to go after it. And guys, my last point, it's kind of a bonus point, is this. My last point is this. And that is you have to go on principles over emotion. You have to make decisions based on principles over emotion. What is the principle? If you show up a little bit each day and you're consistent, right? If you show up each day and you have faith, if you show up each day and have the discipline to do the things even when you don't want to, if you can show up each day and even though you feel overwhelmed, you have that to-do list and you know the principle of just crossing things off a list will create momentum and momentum creates motivation. Those are proven, tried and true principles. They've been tested. They work. That's what you need to anchor your actions on every single day, not the emotions. Your emotions are saying, your brain's trying to protect you. Don't do it. This is scary. It's not going to work. I feel overwhelmed. Go back over here. It's more comfortable over here. Just get in your little cubby, in your little desk. Don't do it. Just go through the motions in life. No, those are your emotions. And at the end of your emotions, it's not going to get you anywhere. But you know what the principles are in life. You know principles of consistency and discipline and perseverance and having faith over fear. You know those things work. And you hear about them. And if you read about them, and studies and research have shown that you just need to keep pushing forward no matter what, that's what's going to get you there. So this whole thing, my friends, this feeling uncomfortable, you have to start getting comfortable feeling that way. I'm in it right now. I'm in a serious growth stage right now. But I kind of have like the, interesting. I've been at this place before. And the first time I had to face it was the hardest. So right now, if you are just starting out, maybe you're trying to get healthy and fit and you have 100 pounds to lose. Maybe it's that business that you have, that dream that you have, or maybe it's that gift that you have that you know you need to pursue, but you haven't quite started yet because it's so uncomfortable. My friends, it's exactly where you That's exactly what you should be feeling. And to trust the process, it's normal, and to keep going after it every single day. So guys, that's my message for you today. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Please share this with a friend. Drop some comments. If you haven't subscribed and followed the Personal Perseverance Project, please do that. I believe in you each and every day. You can do this. We are in this together. We are growing together. That's what I love about this. It's things that I'm not just giving you information that I read somewhere else. It's stuff that I've been through in my own life, or bringing people on the podcast that have been through this. This is people that have been through these things. And right now, I'm going through this growth stage in my life right now, and I want you to do the same. Lean into it. And guys, I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. My goal every single day is to help people live up to their fullest potential. So please share this episode, subscribe to my channel, and maybe even leave a review. Be sure to connect and follow me on all my social media channels. And if you would like more information about me potentially being a keynote speaker at your event, or maybe you want to work with me one-on-one as your private coach, be sure to go to my website at davidakinspeaks.com for more information. Thank you.